The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the natural... I'm sorry, I got distracted by a message on my screen. What is this, Mike? I'm sorry, say again. Okay. Fightforthefuture.org/A-teams. Yeah. We'll get into that in a second. At any rate, good afternoon. It seems like we started about a minute too late, or me a little bit too early. I don't know which. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday already, 16 August 2017. Ernst Zundel, back in 2000, somebody did a recap on this over at VidRebel. And why not? I'm leading out with a story for a reason, so bear with me here, folks. And I will have this posted, by the way, on the website. Remind me, Mike. Put a little reminder on my call screen so I can do it during the break. Ernst Zundel, Jewish voraciousness will create Weimar-like conditions in America and a final solution for the Jews in the U.S. In 1999, the Jews had their Gentile-kept politicians repeal Glass-Steagall. What did Glass-Steagall do? It protected Americans from commercial banks speculating with their depositors' money on wild investments. That was the setup for 2008, folks. And, well, it was just a housing bubble, and banks were just making speculative money. And, well, it was a crisis, and now we're past it, but we're really not. We were guilty, but then again not guilty, because if we were guilty of committing some crime, we most certainly would have been charged, and we most certainly would have gone to court, and more importantly, most certainly, we would have been convicted and absolutely sent to jail. See, that didn't happen, so we're not guilty. At the same time, Alan Greenspan, Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, Arthur Levitt, what did all those have in common, told the Gentile CFTC chairwoman Brooksley Bourne that she's not allowed to regulate credit default swaps, the old CDSs. Now, the CDS, if you remember, is a hybrid between insurance and derivatives, which are bets on the future value of a bond or a commodity. It's a crapshoot. Well, a stacked crapshoot in favor of the house. You know the odds there. Today, there's over $250 billion in these wild and unregulated bets, which the bankers... And which, by the way, folks, let me stop and digress for 1 second to give the author kudos on this, because this is the first time I've seen the quadrillion-plus dollars actually in print. Thank you. I reported that back in 09, summer of 09. $250 billion in these wild and unregulated bets? Mm-hmm. Which the bankers and their kept politicians say taxpayers from Greece to Ireland to Germany to America must pay. This despite the fact that the entire world GDP of $60 trillion could only pay 4% of the total amount of the potential losses. The output of the entire world could only pay 4% of that debt that they rang up. Now follow me here, because there is a very strange but predictable parallel going on right now. Putting this in perspective, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan has taken $80 trillion in bets that interest rates in America will never go up. And if they did, I have no doubt that the Kep politicians would rather Americans suffer like the Germans in the Weimar Republic than the Jewish bankers not continue to receive the money that they stole. And keep in mind, folks, every year we pay tribute to these wonderful humanitarians by way of interest on the debt, not paying down any principal. Forget that term for the rest of your life. There is no principal. There's only continued debt, and you're going to keep paying the juice on it. Why? Because the politicians and the banks say so. Now, does anybody doubt that they have been stealing billions of dollars every week from the federal government, spending which we're not allowed to audit? Remember that? Well, you can't audit us, so we're a private corporation. They said under their breath, but not too loudly in public, because that would have woke people up to, wait a minute, the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government? You mean what's on our dollar bill is a privately owned, for-profit, middleman scam? To hell, you say. Zendel, by the way, did this video in 2000, a couple years before 9/11. And we've got enough substantial proof that Israel was in on the takedown there. Because remember what happened after that? Yes, the grand plan for the greater Israel. It's going to take a few years and a few million deaths, but eventually we'll get there because we're going to start land grabbing in the Middle East to build our greater Israel, because we're such great people. We deserve it. I'm starting to get angry, but let me hold my temper. They killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11. They killed many more Americans since then with the six wars they've gotten America into solely for the benefit of, guess who? Dr. Alan Sobrowski, who's of Jewish descent and was a former director of studies at the U.S. Army War College, says Israel did 9/11. He points to the World Trade Center Tower 7 as proof. He said WTC was never struck by an airplane but collapsed in 6.5 seconds. Glass melts at 800 degrees. In metric terms, that's about 4 times the boiling point of water. But none of the windows were melted. Steel melts at 2,200 degrees. In metric terms, that's about 10 times the boiling point of water. And concrete, it actually melts, folks, but somewhere around 3,000 degrees. No open-air carbon-based fire can get to 2,200 degrees, which is why we have never in history seen, until 9/11, a skyscraper steel columns melt in 2 seconds, 400,000 cubic yards of concrete were turned into powder, and there was no rubble at the foot of the building. For the benefit of those in metric countries, that is, 1 meter is 10% longer than a yard. It must have taken a considerable number of high-powered charges to turn all that concrete into powder and meld all those 100-plus story steel columns, a lot more than contain in one passenger jet's fuel tank, which had exploded into a fireball in impact. And I might add, the majority of the fuel was ignited and burned at impact. Now we come to, let me also remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we've been told a story about the 19 Arabs with box cutters hijacking 4 airplanes. But the author went through the original passenger and crew list that CNN most graciously gave us, did not find one Arab on any of these planes. Now we come to Rabbi Dov Zakheim. In the 1990s, he was president of the SPC International, which had a device called a command transmitter, which could remotely fly and control up to 8 planes at one time. It's far more likely that the 4 planes were electronically hijacked than 19 Arabs were able to get past the ticket agents without either tickets or boarding passes. Does anybody doubt that the Israelis, with the help of the Jewish traitors in America, were the only ones capable of doing 9/11 and then covering it up in the media, the Jewish media-owned media in this country, or the Jewish-owned Congress? We are soon approaching a point where Americans will live under a Weimar Republic-like condition. And good old Ernst Zundel, that his name been drugged through every mud puddle from here to Timbuktu, Canada, Europe, and then back again, and over again. Well, he warned 11 years ago that the final solution of the problem here in America, the takedown through debt, exactly as the bankers did in Germany. Now, what form it's going to take, expulsion, genocide, don't even know if it's going to happen. I just think you should be aware that the coming Greater Depression will be caused by voracious Jewish appetites, in Zundel's opinion. And Zundel, at the conclusion of his interview, tells a young Israeli reporter to go back home and warn the Jews that they have another Holocaust coming, which they will bring upon themselves by their behavior. Here is a very small excerpt of that interview.
But we'll not extradite or go after Jewish war criminals. We had 2 members of the Knesset come to Toronto in 1967 or 68, bragging in the local synagogue that they were the ones that supplied the poison to poison thousands of SS men who were disarmed and prisoners of war. Their heroic deed was to poison these SS men. Mm-hmm. All right? They became members of the Knesset. Their names were known to the Jewish community. They were on the front page of the Toronto Star. Did the Canadian RCMP investigate that kind of a war crime? These were men that they murdered. They appointed themselves judge, jury, and executioner.
Just to understand your point of view, and that's why I wanted to come here, and let's talk about the history as you look at it. SS, for example, which you just mentioned, what, or Germany as a whole, what is in your estimates, and then explain to me how did you get to it, how many Jews really died by German hand during the war, in your estimates, when you, after you concluded what you concluded, what is the bottom line really?
Okay, first of all, then let's reel back to the policy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, part of this Holocaust problem is that we always start by discussing what the Germans did to the Jews, why Hitler came. The analysis doesn't even go to the point why Hitler came. Mm-hmm. Why did Hitler convince the majority of Germans to vote for him and to be loyal to his regime? And why this phenomenon that when Germany was lying in ruins and smoldering, burned from end to end by this Allied genocidal bombing campaign, did the German population not turn on its leaders and hang them themselves? There's not a single instant where a German leader of the National Socialist Party, regardless of how bad the war went for them, was ever executed, shot from behind, taken to court, strung up in a village square. Absolutely nothing. It took the Allies 2 years to rig up their kangaroo court in Nuremberg to do these judicial murders. Now, nobody has ever analyzed why the German nation, that had more Nobel Prize winners and more famous researchers and scientists and was one of the best educated countries in Europe, turn on the Jews. Why did these good Germans turn on the Jews, who had more Jews living amongst them than even percentage-wise living in the United States today? Why was that?
I'm sure
Jews never asked themselves this question.
I'm sure I get the answer from you now.
Yeah, I can give you the answer.
Please.
Because they displayed the same voracious ethnocentrism, power-grabbing, influence-peddling, buying of politicians, dominating of the public airwaves and the public media in Germany and so on, that they display in the United States. And I'm not much of a prophet, but that much I can say based on history, that in the United States, mark my word, you will have Weimar conditions and you'll have solutions to the Weimar conditions. It will be very similar to what happened in Germany.
Whoa. That's a two-hour interview, folks, and it is very, very enlightening. To say that Ert Zundel has not gotten a fair shake by the Jewish-owned media in this country is laughable. But we're entering into a new phase, folks. And what we saw, it's been boiling. Remember me saying a while ago that watch the communists, the socialists, the people that are complaining that things aren't fair. And there is class struggle here in the United States, torn right out of the pages of the Communist Manifesto. The kickoff here, like at a football game, to start this spectacle, happened the other day. More information is coming out about this, ladies and gentlemen. This whole damn thing was a setup. And I'll get into that here in a second. It's the alternative left and the alt-right. Mm-hmm. You see, before the last cycling here of POTUS, we heard the grand dame of Communism USA, Hillary Rodham, I really am a lesbian, piano-legged Clinton. It's the alt-right. And it's people like Alex Jones. Which, by the way, I hear from Mike Rivero. I don't know even why Mike even talks about him. The rest of this network absolutely despise this man because they know who and what he is and what he's, more importantly, what he's capable of. But that's his bailiwick. I'll say nothing. But the reason why he mentioned him, he's going to start a class action suit against Google and I don't know who else, Mikey? I'm sorry, who is? Diamond and Silk? Oh, the overweight color duo. Oh, okay, good. Ooh, not great. So we're going to sue a company, a private company, for, well, what's the reason for the suit?
I don't know, the ad stop or censorship?
Let me see. Mike, let me get this straight. If I owned a radio, let's just say that I owned a radio network, and I brought talk show hosts on that I instructed them what they could say or what they could talk about, but more importantly, here's the short list of things absolutely you're never going to be able to mention on Republic Broadcasting, because if you do, you'll just be let go. Now, if that's understood, would there be reason for suit there? Because guess what RBN is? It's not a publicly owned or traded company. Just like Google isn't, just like YouTube isn't, just like Facebook isn't, just like Mozilla isn't, these are privately owned. And being a private company, guess what you get to do? You get to set your own standards. Now, I am not going to argue for one moment that they're private companies and they can do what they want, because all of their information comes from the private sector. The public built them. So the only thing that I can see this lawsuit is another episode that I'm going to file a useless lawsuit and everybody, look at me, look at me, look at me, pissing away more money that could be put to better use. Wow. And the thuggery goes on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
You know, you want to continue this discussion on air? Because I found it quite fascinating.
He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came.
How does the Federal Reserve get away with telling the federal government, no, you can't audit us because we're a private corporation? It's a privately owned company, and they gave the middle finger to the Fed, Mike, and told them that we're a private corporation. You do not have the right to order an audit. And this, and I'm telling you, this is a lame lawsuit. Okay? And I'm just... Yeah. You know, did it occur to anybody? I'd like to know how many millions that old AJ had burned through. And he saw this stuff coming a long time ago. What would it have cost to set up a company that, gee whiz, that looked a hell of a lot like YouTube, but he called it MyTube? Do you not think for a second that Alex Jones would have not been regulated what goes on his site? Come on, man. Come on. Rick in Oregon. Hello, Rick.
Hi, John. How are you tonight?
Fair to middling, 104 degrees here in Central Texas. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. I apologize for butting in. I catch your shows the next day on podcast. I'm a truck driver. I should be asleep right now. But I wanted to talk to you. You know how you get an idea and you think it's good, but you got to run it by somebody else to see if it's legitimate.
Oh, okay. You're going to do this publicly then, on little or no sleep.
I think RBN needs to survive. So it was an idea about donations.
Okay.
I'm not destitute. I make a living. I've got a lot of bills and stuff, and you know that story. But and every now and then I give $20 here and there to RBN. But still, you know, I'm an old guy, so $20 to me is quite a bit of money. So, you know, $30, $40, $50. My idea was there must be thousands of listeners out there for RBN. If we get 1,000 guys, yeah, we give $5.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many times, Rick? How long have you been listening to the network?
About a year.
Okay. Do you know how many times that idea has been proposed over the last 13 plus years?
It didn't work.
Probably as many miles as you've driven in that tractor trailer.
Crap.
Yeah, in the last year. And, you know, it sounds good on paper. Initially, what we did when we had Republic Radio International and our expenses, we had fixed expenses just like we have now, but it was a smaller operation. And we knew the amount of people that were listening to us and said, hey, y'all, if you just send us $1 a month, man, you know, we could pay some bills around here and continue. We couldn't get people to send $1 a month.
Because what inspired me was that woman who sends you $1 and stamp.
I know. Yeah, bless her heart. Bless her heart. And what has happened, and yes, there are listeners. I did, Bill Deagle mentioned this in the last 5 minutes of the show today, and I told Dan, my board op, I said during the break, I said, I want you to tell Bill that after I spent an hour with him on the phone yesterday, I didn't get one donation.
Wow.
And what has happened... And this is unfair, and I don't want to get morose about this, but it's just a plain fact. There's too many people carrying an unfair burden because they realize the importance of this, and they have donated. I'll give you an example. I'm holding in my hand a 3x5 card, and thank you very much, Elaine. She says it was a struggle to write this check. And she's got that. It's a sacrifice. But your need is greater. We need RBN and need Rick Adams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you very much, Elaine. She was giving us $30 a month. She's still going to continue that, but she sent me a check today for $1,000.
Good.
Yeah. Now, Rick, just hang on a second. I don't want to beat anybody up here. I just want them to have a clear understanding.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay, so hold on 1 second, if you would.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Attacking the Iraqis, the Syrians are mad at the Lebanese, and Baghdad does whatever she please. Looks like her never threats a world peace for the homeboy. Things got hot in El Salvador. CIA got
Who do you imagine that was, Rick?
I don't have a clue.
Let me give you a clue that nobody got this today. There was a line out of one of his songs, and it actually made a movie with Tom Cruise and who's the other? Oh, Paul Newman, and it had to do with billiards. They were pool hustlers, and one of the lines in the song is, "I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Dick's. His hair was perfect."
Sounds vaguely familiar, but
jeez,
I don't know.
Pete. Man, nobody gets this. Warren Zevon.
Well, that explains it.
Anyhow, we were talking about the drive for the network and pledges. And what has happened, Rick, I've got to tell you, in the last couple of weeks, there have been people that are contributing to this network, and they have used the terms, I feel guilty because I've never contributed, or I've listened for a long time, and I didn't do anything. And I've said over and over again, you know, the assumption is that, hey, they're big enough, they're taking enough donations in, you know, they should be able to make it. And every juicy little justification people could come up with for not shelling out a few dollars to keep something that they use every single day and not support it. And, you know, it's, you know, when I use the term, Rick, before I make a footfall, in other words, before I take another step, I make sure where my foot's going. But all the while doing this, I'm scanning the horizon. I'm looking 10 degrees up. I've got eyes in the back of my head to see what's coming. And I have been pretty doggone good at predicting and modifying where needed to keep going. So people are now starting to get the idea, because there's really only two networks left. Even the guys that tried to run networks out of their grandma's or their mother's basement couldn't even make a go of it. The production was lousy. The support wasn't there. Sometimes they'd be on with live programs, sometimes they wouldn't. To run a full-service network, it takes certain ingredients, and they all have to be paid for. I mean, streaming, the electricity, the rent, the people that produce the shows, which they're really under, to be honest with you. And I don't want to start a war here in the network, but they are underpaid for the amount of work that they do and how many different jobs. But that was necessary to do. That was to hold the cost down of this network. And people are now starting to wake up to the idea that, well, John wasn't kidding. You know, this is going to be, it's important today, and it's going to be more important in the future. Now they're getting the idea that censorship is going on all around them. But there's one difference. We produce our own material. We're not reliant on anybody else. We're not regulated. Okay, the FCC has not a damn thing to say about what we do. And literally, Rick, we're the canary in the coal mine. If they come after me with the SWAT teams kicking in doors or proclaiming I did some federal god-awful and I'm a terrorist, whatever, or they have been starving everybody and it's affected mass communications most severely, is the lack of advertising money. Saw all this coming, made the adjustments, and we're still here through the good graces of God and some donors. And unfortunately, the ones with a little bit better off have had to step up disproportionately from those that are still waiting in I don't know what they're waiting for. They're waiting for the choice to be made for them rather than them stepping up and going, you know what? Damn it. Yeah, I just bought that baseball package. That cost me $150. Or I bought the NFL package and that cost me $350. They have to make a decision of what they want to support. You know, I mean, and I understand, Rick, that people are trying to keep their lives as normal as possible when things are absolutely falling apart all around them. I understand the need to do that. But there,
well, you know, I feel like you are me talking in the mirror to myself. I agree with all the things you're saying, and I feel the sense of this country, how important, how kind of scary things are becoming. What I'm thinking is, because you and your network, you know, I've got my favorites on RBN for sure, and you're one of them, but you have all those ingredients, but there's one that I would add to that, and that is this is the reason why some of them don't make it and why some songs don't become hits, because there's an ingredient, a little bit of magic that has to happen, and you've got the magic. I'll just tell you what I was thinking. I'm sure you've heard it before, so stop me if you have. But it, like, you know, Mike does that Michael Herzog dialogue, the commercial. It's a couple minutes long, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, you know, five for 25. You know, $5 a month, 1,000 people for 5 months is 25,000. Okay, I just found out today it takes 1,100 to 11,000 a month to run the place.
So yeah, plus
about five for five, so we get 2,000 people to do it. If we guilt these people into it or make them feel like, you know, geez, I can do $5 a month, you know, six bucks.
In 25 years, I have not found the magic formula, Rick. And trust me, I have thought about it more times than you've driven that truck in your entire lifetime. Okay?
That's sad.
Well, and we have not faced conditions like we're facing today, which are only going to continue to deteriorate because now they're actively going after all the other outlets privately owned. Okay, you can yammer and complain and bitch about it, but, you know, it's privately held. That would be, this is a privately held RBN. Okay, and it would be like the government trying to mandate and dictate to me what I could and couldn't do under commerce or this, that, and the other. It's not there. This is wholly and solely owned, and we truly are, my friend, the canary in the coal mine. When this network goes dark, that means they've got me swinging in the backyard by a tree.
Well, not only that, I mean...
By the way, let me add one other thing. I would hope the sacrificial lamb that's going to be offered up is worth a few bucks today.
Well, I appreciate that, but I have a feeling that the powers that be, call them New World Order, whatever, they're making their move right now. They're going for broke.
Yes, they are.
We're all on the list. If we don't, you know, get on Hillary's side, then we're not with them.
You're misinterpreting that. They don't give a crap about anybody.
That's true. It's just a facade.
These are the useful idiots that they're using right now to be discarded later, and they're going to be laying in the gutter, beaten down and bloodied, and wonder what the hell ran over them.
Right, and I think they're done with us, especially me. You know, I'm middle class, blue collar. They don't need me anymore.
Nope. It's a matter of time. Yep, you're an unnecessary component. They don't need to bleed you anymore for their riches. They need the control, and they need you out of the way.
They want me out of the way. Yeah, that's why all the wilding in this country and everything, that's their playground. It doesn't belong to us.
Nope. All right, well, Rick, I appreciate the call, man. Go get yourself some sleep.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All right.
I am just sitting here, and it's just, I'm just running through my head all the things we have warned people about. And we have been, I would say, 90% plus accurate. Now, I'm not into big predictions. I just know the modus operandi. I know the end game scenario. And in order to get there, there's only so many paths. So before you proclaim me to be some kind of genius, I'm really not. I'm just a linear kind of practical thinking guy. Mike Adams over at Natural News knows what it is to be attacked. And it troubles me sometimes, and I've got to get him on the program to vet some of this stuff out, because he is about 98% there, but there seems to be a little gap. But for all of that, he says we're all being played. The so-called alt-left and alt-right are all rooted in elaborate, deadly street theater, being played out on a national stage with real consequences, such as killing innocents on camera. I would not have used the term alt-right, because that's what we were originally called, the alternative or the alt-right. We've called ourselves the alternative media. What they're doing with this is taking the extremes of both, calling the neo-Nazis that are being herded around like so many sheep, and the leaders that they think that are in their camp are really there to make them the sacrificial political lambs. Okay? But having said that, if you've been swept up in this engineered hatred of all this, then you've been suckered by the globalists who are running the entire show. In truth, most people in America aren't filled with hatred for others of different skin color, races, religions, and genders. Most people just want to get along, but the goal of the alt-left and the alt-right movements is to divide and conquer America through hatred and media lies that push false narratives for political gain. Now, I'm going to explain to you why his term of alt-right is all wrong. I'll get around to it. As evidence of all this, note that Jason Kessler, the organizer of the Charlottesville event, actually worked for Obama and the Occupy movement just a few months ago. This man is a professional activist with social engineer who whips up big events on the world stage in order to achieve highly visible outcomes that can be seized by the mainstream media to condemn Trump supporters by labeling them all racist and KKK. Well, it's just not Donald Trump. Much of the organized left is funded either directly or indirectly by George Soros. The same radical left-wing operator who undercut freedom and liberty across numerous European countries, he is the funding source behind Think Progress and 200-plus other radical left-wing groups that constantly lie, defame, smear conservatives in order to sow hatred and division. Radical alt-right groups, similarly, and led by operatives who are very often working directly for the CIA and the FBI, nearly all the KKK racism you see on the news is contrived. Elaborate theater carried out by these operatives. Some of the racism is real, however, as actual racists follow the leadership of the contrived KKK social engineers, who are merely acting. By the way, just for a little edification and for the Democrats that don't quite get it, the KKK was founded and run originally by Democrats. Whoops. Now, the case in point, racism rigged by A&E, there's a KKK documentary, was entirely scripted. A&E provided Nazi flags and wooden crosses to burn. Actors paid cash to say the N-I-G-G-E-R name on camera. Which reminds us, the KKK leaders who were interviewed by Variety detailed how they were wooed with promises the program would capture the truth about life in the organization, encouraged not to file taxes on cash payments for agreeing to participate in the filming, presented with pre-scripted fictional story scenarios, instructed what to say on camera, asked to misrepresent their actual identities, motivations and relationships with others, and reenacted camera shoots repeatedly, they call those takes, folks, for you and I, repeatedly until the production team was satisfied. Okay, another run through, that's good. Cut. Print. Next scene. The production team even paid for material and equipment to construct and burn wooden crosses and Nazi swastikas. According to multiple sources, including Richard Nichols, who is one of the featured subjects of the documentary series as the Grand Dragon of the KKK, and that cell known as the Tennessee White Knights of the Invisible Empire. He also said he was encouraged by a producer to use the epitaph N-I-G-G-E-R in interviews. "We were portrayed by the producers and A&E," said Nichols. "It was all made up. Pretty much everything we said and did was fake, and because that is what the film people told us to do and say." Now, of course, they bear no responsibility for this because guess what? It's a wrap. They participated. They saw what was going on, and they still went along with it. Shame on you. Meanwhile, the media is using the hatred and division to try to dethrone Trump, and Antifa is using the chaos to push for its goal to terrorize America while overthrowing the government and installing communism. That is very plain and simple and evident to all. This has all happened before in Mao's communist cultural revolution that mass-murdered liberty-oriented Chinese citizens to install a communist dictatorship that continues to this day. And what a lot of you don't understand, that this damn government, through the State Department and other entities, got rid of Chiang Kai-shek in China, extremely friendly to the United States, was not a communist. They moved him out of the way to bring in Mao Zedong. How does that fit in your pipe, and how does that smoke? Now, don't be suckered into this emotional puppetry. You are all being played by the powers that be. You're nothing more than a pawn in their script. I say, exit the script and rise above the programmed hatred and media lies that are attempting to divide and conquer America. Now, that has been posted, and there's a couple of clips on here that you should watch. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The story is Wake Up, People. Alt, left, and right are run by the same forces. And there's evidence abounding, aside from what was contained in that article. These people, it was well organized. The protesters were brought in ready for battle. Both sides had protective gear, knee pads, elbow pads, helmets, shields, sticks. Well, that's not quite, more like clubs. Soda cans filled with cement so they didn't look like weapons. And then the guy that ran that woman down, he was alt-left. He wasn't a neo-Nazi. And I'm sure we'll find out that this little pumpkin was paid as well.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, it didn't take too long, and is this any surprise that this state is the first one to do it? I guess the state of confusion, or I'm sorry, formerly known as Illinois. Illinois Senate passes measures for neo-Nazis to be classified as terrorist groups. Wow. That didn't take long, did it? Now understand something, folks. Back in the 90s, I was out there with a team of guys forming militias all over this country because we were firmly convinced that Bill Clinton and the boys were going to come after the guns. And as time passed, we found out exactly that's what he had in mind, but they didn't have the proper mechanism in which to do it. And just over that issue of the Second Amendment, militias across this country cropped up. Why? Because they realized if you take the guns, then the powers that be can have their way with you. They could go unimpeded. Now, a lot of you are not familiar with the Founding Fathers and their writings and their beliefs. And there is a very strong reason after the First Amendment of Assembly, right to speak freely, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, why they put the Second Amendment right in behind the first one. Because they realized once that First Amendment was gone, the only thing you could rely on to restore your country were your firearms. A U.S. state, and we had to get this, by the way. You didn't attribute on this one, Mike. Okay, you're fixing Dan's stuff. Okay. This came from an English newspaper. Illinois has passed a resolution calling for police to class neo-Nazi groups as terrorist organizations in the wake of violent clashes in Charlottesville. The Illinois state approved an anti-hate group resolution in direct response to the violence which erupted at a white supremacist rally in Virginia over the weekend, leaving one person dead and scores more injured. By the way, in North Carolina, there was one dead in that same time period. In Chicago, 9 dead. But we don't talk about that. The measure, which passed on Sunday, stated neo-Nazism and white nationalism continue to pose dangerous threats to cohesion and society overall. The resolution argued far-right extremism was accelerating in an attempt to divide America and promote hate. Wow. You know, I'm not even going to bother. We'll just move on here. And, of course, in the anti-racist groups out there, which are the epitome of racism, white privilege, white this, white that, kill the cops, kill the pigs, you know, all that's overlooked. It's the far-right extremism accelerating in an attempt to divide America and promote hate. How many Trump crowds do you see out there beating up people? How many organizers of people that really want to get a point across to the public, do they really think that going in and wielding clubs and damaging property and killing people to draw positive attention to their cause? Wow. Whew, top of the hour already. Okay, I want to finish this out on the other side, and I'll take calls as well, 800-313-9443. It's the setup, folks. And remember the NDAA? Remember what they can do with terrorists? No trials, no nothing, shipped, no lawyers, no phone calls, no family notifications. You just up and disappear if necessary.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone, and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today.
Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.